no, it freshened up my memory. It refreshed my memory to say, you know, because I know the meaning that something have to die and buried for newness of life to come. So I started to look at myself and said, what is it that I have that need to be buried for newness of life to come? And when I looked on it, it was really my whole lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Right.
The gifting. I wasn't living in any derogatory way still, and I wasn't a gangster. But I started looking at it whereby the gift that I had in music, I did nothing to earn it. And I was doing everything else with it other than giving glory to the giver of the gift.
Right. You know
what I mean? And I started saying, no, the report card that I would have to give, I have to give an account for it. And as a teacher, you know how it goes with report card. You have to be writing report cards. You know? and when I look at my report in myself, I was saying that this report card that I'm going to have to present to the Creator who gave me the gift, the giver of the gift, wasn't looking so well because it wasn't being used to glorify me in any way, shape, or form.
That's
Mark,
true.
You know, it wasn't used to promote anything negative or anything, you know, loading.
But at the same time, you could have used it to do something much more positive.
It could have been more powerful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It could have been more powerful. I used it for the humor. I'm always a very humorous person and still remain a very humorous person.
Definitely.
But I could, it could have been more effectively used.
Right.
And so I was thinking that, you know, you need to have this sorted out. And so I decided that, listen, I need to change my lifestyle, you know. And when mother died, I couldn't do no more music. I was devastated. So I parked the music thing and just chill until I was called upon by the organizers of Reggae Sumfest. You know, because it didn't time there.
So how long did you park the music for? How long you put it down?
Well, my mother died in 95.
Right.
And I never did any recording because I just get DJ of the year. You know, 14 number one song in one calendar year.
And that's the same year your mother passed?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I never did any recording for about, you know, maybe about, for the better part of almost 3 years. My mother passed in February of 95. And I wasn't asked to be a part of something until 97.
Okay.
So I wasn't doing any recording, anything at all like that. I was just so torn up that I couldn't
even hit the studios.
It was the furthest thing from mine. You know what I mean?
We'll just remind the people that, remind all the listeners tuning in, we're talking to the one and only Mr. Lieutenant Stitchy, the governor, the pastor, the reverend, which one is it?
Well, you know, all of a different thing I fixed based on the accomplishments.
Right.
That God afforded me. You know what I mean?
So that take you over to the side of...
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Doing the gospel music.
Right, so when that happened in 97, the invitation was given, and I was going down to Reggae Sumfest dance all night. You know, you're not going on. I'm not going on until like maybe around 4 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
As headliner. You know, early. So, but I was going down early to kind of, you know, just relax and unwind and ready because I went there with a, you know, after the invitation was extended to me to be a part of the thing, I went to my lyrics book and started putting something together. And then I was rehearsing going down and deciding that, you know, never definitely rip some DJ to pieces tonight.
Yeah, take the show.
Annihilate them. You know what I mean? Stamp your brand as the governor.
Right.
There's only one governor there is. You know what I mean? And that's what I was planning to do. So I was rehearsing with my entourage and my crew and, you know, and reaching the border of Trelawney and St. James. That's where a vehicle just... I was praying, actually. And when I finished praying, because I've always prayed before going on stage or leaving stage, even as an artist, before I made the commitment to Christ that I'm now a part of.
Right.
I've always believed in prayer.
Definitely,
so I was praying and asking for guidance and protection, you know, and going down. So I really believe that had it not been for the prayer, we wouldn't even be having this discussion right now.
Well, we have to give thanks for that, definitely.
When the thing stopped, you know, a truck coming in the opposite direction just ran straight into my sport car and ripped it to shreds.
Whoa.
You know, I mean, we were wrapped right around a utility pole, concrete
So you end up going to, spending time in the hospital and such.
Yeah, I went to the Falmouth Hospital, and the doctor told me that I wouldn't be able to perform because there was, you know, bleeding over my eye. It was cut, you know, coming from different places, and I was seeing doubles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some of my friends them got admitted. You know, 5 of us were in the vehicle, 3 in the back, me, and plus the passenger in the front seat. You know what I mean? And so it was a ugly scene. Everybody thought that we were all dead. And so I told the doctor that I was going still, and doctor said no. You know, so I went against his thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there's something that I inherited from my mother, which is humor. My mother can be, she could be in the worst position. She could be so sick, she's still fine.
Something to give a joke about it. Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
So that is something that I inherited from her. So while the doctor was there telling me that, you know, I can't perform, I tell him that I had to. So I said, well, he must go put some stitches on my eye. And then I said, no, that you can't stitch up stitchy. You know what I mean?
Put stitchy in as stitches.
Yes. You know? So even though it's a serious thing, I was still making fun of it. This is how I am.
Right, you know? Right. See?
And play some bandages.
So and did you go there. And did you get to perform?
Jim and I was led to the concert and led on stage because I was seeing doubles. And then they gave me the microphone and then the whole thing over. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
lyrics start spit from all different angles. We get about 7 different encores. And when I was leaving, they were still crying for more. You know, ripped the place totally to shreds.
Definitely.
Because the lyrics has never been a problem for me. You know what I mean?
And so let me ask you, this is from the 80s, I know we now. So how long have
that
you
was
actually
97.
Oh,
that
97. Was 97. So how long have you actually been doing music?
I do music from my toddler. From me about 12, me I do music. You know what I mean? Even while I was going to primary school. So, you know, they gave me I did my first recording though in 1983.
Right.
That's when I did my first recording. So even though I was DJing before that as a little toddler going to school, I just regard that as my
your starting point.
Professionally,
yes, basically, because
on a record.
That's where the records can point back to. So.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean. So that's where it started. That's when I did my first recording.
Big man, Mr. Stitchy himself, right here on the Calico Radio Show, WVIP, you know what I mean? And everybody in the place, you don't know, it's all about that. Big up to Super Extreme, right over there. You don't know him. He's always by me right and I go on, you know, help me out and things. So that's big up to Super Extreme. Massive, we're joined by the one and only Mr. Stitchy. So, Stitchy, I see you got an award a few weeks ago. You wanna tell us something, a little about that award and what it was for?
Well, it was a lifetime achievement award, you know, for the contribution that I've made to the growth and the development of reggae music and dancehall music, you know, from I started recording 1983
right.
until this point. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, and they looked at the collective work that I've done over the years. You know, I was and the achievements, you know, which are, you know, many give God thanks, you know, being the first dancehall artist to be signed to a major label, Atlantic Records, which opened up the doors for several, you know, other DJs after that. Because, you know, when you're the first, you still have to go through the door, you still have to open, you're the head of the spear, and at the same time, you're still the guinea pig. You know what I mean?
Because I had the test subject.
Right. You know what I mean? So it opened up the door, so I would have a different other dancehall artist to be a part of the thing. I was also the first dancehall artist to hit the Billboard chart with, you know, Dress to Impress. You probably know that song there.
Yeah, everybody know that. Well, Freddie?
Yes.
Man, enough, for dress.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember that track there.
Yeah, and they also looked at the fact that, you know, did a track on LL Cool J's album with Soul Gold, 14 Shots to the Doom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the track, the name of the track was Straight from Queens, that I did with him on his album, on the album Soul Gold. So, and I also recorded it on En Vogue, you know, and the list goes on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There's
a whole different host. I was the person who brought dancehall music to Europe and to Germany.
When you said brought dancehall music, meaning as a performer or as a recording artist?
As a performer, as a recording artist. They never knew. They thought it was just a fad, and I had to explain to them what it was. And, you know, and that was from back in 1989, a year after I signed with Atlantic Records, you know.
In
all of Europe,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some of the venues that I was doing, we were alternating with Prince, the late Prince.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So you actually did shows with Prince?
No, we alternated the venues.
Oh, the venues,
He was there, like, tonight, I would be there the following night, and vice versa,
right.
And several different venues.
Okay.
As I was promoting dancehall music, you know, so they wrote the history of reggae music in Germany and Europe, and they have credited me as the person who brought dancehall music, right? So I was there when they were tearing down the Berlin Wall, you know what I mean? I actually have a piece of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they bring one piece of Berlin Wall with Jamaica?
Yeah, man. that's a souvenir, you know what I mean? Man.
So it's a whole
host of things that they were, you know, looking at collectively in terms of my achievement.
And that's why they chose you.
Yeah, they chose me. You know, when I looked at everybody else at the time, you know, I was the person that stood out. I'm also the first artist to be an author, a self-publishing author, to actually write and publish a book. You know, books have been written about other artists, and people have written books for other artists. But none of them have actually, you know, sit down to write it, lines upon lines, stanzas upon stanzas, paragraph upon paragraph, chapters upon chapters.
So these books where you write them available?
Yeah, man, the book, just one book so far, and the book is entitled "The Power of Determination," which is my autobiography, and it is available on Amazon.com and all digital platforms, Barnes and Noble, and iBook.
Right.
You know.
All the platform where people shop for them.
All the digital platforms is available.
Tell them the name of it again.
The Power of Determination by Dr. Cleve Stitchy-Leng.
All right, so don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, Mr. Stitchy, it's been a pleasure for you to call into my radio show, you know what I mean? And, you know, the platform is here for you anytime. I know you have your big album coming up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, workout and...
A whole different level.
A whole heap of levels. So when that come up, I want you to make me be the first one for you, you know what I mean? Talk about it and drop it.
Of course we can talk about it. Definitely. You know what I mean?
All right.
But it is the most potent thing that I have done since I've been recording all my life.
Well, I want to tell you, it is the most anticipated thing for me that you have been done, because when you tell me about it, you don't know and know. Or more and drop a song then, but... Anyway, tell my listeners them about it, because, you know what I mean, we're here.
Well, it's a whole new level. It's a whole different, you know, presentation of lyrical style and delivery. The content of it is very, very rich. Authentic dancehall, you know, where we are bringing back the dancehall, inner the dancehall, you know, we don't fuse it or mix it or color it with anything. It's just hardcore dancehall. And the message, as I say, is powerful, and it's international. I've collaborated with several different persons on it, including Agent Sasko.
Right.
Crazy thing. Fantan Moja.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Million Styles. And Luke D. And of course, couldn't be done without having the original Stero One crew on it, Ricky Stero.
So you say you bring out back Ricky Stero from out of the what you call it, the woodwork.
crazy. No, it was just hibernating. It was hibernating.
All right, yeah, baby,
but better than before, man. Mad.
Well, you know, a stitchy camp, you know, and a stir one camp, so.
Yeah,
I can imagine, you know what I mean, when that touch road is going to be crazy.
Crazy stuff, man. So, you know, we have several different stuff on it. I've also collaborated in working with one of Jamaica's greatest artists, in fact, one of the greatest artists in the world, called Andy Ballantyne. You know, actually fine art. He does visual art, you know, and we do a lot of visual work.
Right.
That's the way the project is concerned.
Well, so
it is on a whole different level.
Well, we're definitely...
I'm just taking my time to put pieces of the stuff in place.
Right.
Not rushing it because it's a masterpiece. You know what I mean?
Well, whenever it's ready, we'll be here for drop it right here upon the Calico Radio Show. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Right, no problem.
Definitely.
No problem.
And I said once again, thank you for calling in. You know what I mean? It's always a pleasure to talk today, eh? And go and do the good work. Go and spread the message. You understand? Oh, and go and do some more bad dub play for the song, because, you know.
Hold your mouth, boy, trying to say nothing. Man, I'm no keyboard, no boy, can't press the button. I double edged it, would me chop you up like a remote. Stand up in front, me make me show you something. Man, I preach, I'm a child done. Rude as that, like bullets from my gun in your ears jump. Like David Kilgolayat, me chant a song, and your car run. Psalm 37, me read, like you make a war, you pop them. I feel disrespect, the truth, and the Lord, I said, I'm your bundum. Please, take a look at Egyptian, and like you, when you all drop down, tongue stick to your gum, your jam, homo, you said, don't ginger with the word like calcium, so hush your mouth and try not to say nothing. Man, I no keyboard, no boy, can't press the button. Double edged foot, me chop you up like a remote. Stand up in front, me show you something. Zoom, zoom.
Zoom. More fire.
Yes, sir. Blessings in abundance. One love every time to Calico Radio.
Yes, man.
Real deal.
Definitely. Yeah, man, give thanks, Mr. Stitchy. You know, massive. We have Mr. Stitchy just now, you know what I mean, from the Calico Radio Show. Nice and easy. And it's all about niceness guaranteed. I'm going to just drop a brand new. Now, I wouldn't say a brand new Stitchy, because this one is a Stitchy that, you know what I mean, we have to just give thanks and give praises each and every day. So we're going to play this one, all courtesy of the one and only, the governor himself. I want to say this is one of my favorite Lieutenant Stitchy song them. Most Sunday morning, this is one of the songs I'm going to drop, you know what I mean? Tune in.
Lord, I thank you for today. Oh, Lord, I thank you for today. In my life, you have controlled. With grace and mercy, preserve my soul. Yes, Lord, I thank you for today. To see the light of day. Oh, this I thank you, Lord, and sing you songs of praise. At the end of my day, at night, a weary head I lay. You carried me through the night, for this I'm so amazed. What have I done to deserve these blessings, Lord, that you bestowed? And I could never repay you, Lord, for everything I owe. Now it's a miracle how we grow, Lord, this I know. Gratitude I'll give and worship you forevermore. Oh, Lord, I thank you for today. Oh, Lord, I thank you for today. And mercy preserve my soul. Yes, Lord, I thank you for today. Though problems come my way, I won't be dismayed. 'Cause you'll never deny me, Lord, my blessings just delayed. The situation I am in, it could have been much worse. But you carried me through, dear Lord, because I put you first. You furnished me with love to give and not to hold. And you provided my daily bread and never want withhold. You showered me with rain, how could I refrain?
Voice of one, Mr. Luton and Stitchy.
Daily, Lord, and call.
Joining us today on the Calico Radio Show. I'm happy to tell Stitchy, say, in Kiaran, we left the radio show yet, you know what I mean? you have to just go and chill out for the rest of the hour. It's 10:47 on a Wednesday night, so just chill out for the rest of the hour, Stitchy. Are you still there, Mr. Stitchy?
Yeah, can't give it the hour. But yeah, I give it the hour, can't. Yeah, so many stuff to get done. But, you know, what I will do is let people know where they can link me.
Okay, all right. That can work, too.
Platform. All yes. right. You know, like, at my YouTube page is Lieutenant Stitchy 1, the digit 1.
Lieutenant, you spell out the lieutenant, yes, or just...
No, LT, full stop, Stitchy.
Okay.
S-T-I-T-C-H-I-E. Uh-huh. The digit 1 from a YouTube page. People can log on and, you know, subscribe. And my Instagram page is LT, full stop, _ Stitchy. Twitter page is Lieutenant Stitchy, LT Stitchy. And my Facebook page is LT Stitchy. So
all
LT
right.
Stitchy.
All right. Massive, so there you have it.
The website is under construction, but the website is www.ltstitchy.com.
All right, so you hear it, Massive. Just follow Lieutenant Stitchy on all the social media platforms, and just, you know, keep up to date on all the events and all the things that he's going on with, wherever he's at, you know what I mean? Because,
well,
you know,
this weekend, well, I just want to greet all of them, you know?
Right.
You know, and bless up all the mothers. You know, because
definitely Mother's Day weekend coming up.
Yeah, you know what I mean. We have love, mommy.
Yeah, man, for definitely sure.
All the mothers, all their blessings in abundance. You know, this weekend I'm gonna be in Sunday at West Palm Beach.
Okay, in Florida. Yeah,
Florida. For Mother's Day, for this Sunday, I'm gonna be performing on the, you know, the reggae seafood festival.
Okay.
Mother's Day reggae seafood festival.
All right. So for all the Massive listening online, you know what I mean? If you're out there in Florida, you can go check out Lieutenant Stitchy at the Reggae Seafood Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
At any one of the social pages, them want to say any bookings or anything like that, them can link me, and we can respond accordingly, you know what I mean?
Definitely. All right, Mr. Stitchy, thanks for that info. You know, it's all about Calico, Calico Radio, CalicoMixMachine.com, you know what I mean? Thanks for the call, Mr. Stitchy. Trust me, and we're gonna keep in touch, Papa. No, say, so, you know what I mean? As soon as the album come out, we're gonna just touch it up on the ear and, yeah, give it our strength.
It's gonna be a joy. Definitely.
It's
gonna be a joy.
Just like all the other projects that we carry off, you know what I mean?
All right.
All right. Give thanks. And you provided my daily bread and never once withhold. You showered me with rain. How could I refrain from praising you daily, Lord, and calling on your name? Oh, Lord, I thank you for today. Now moving from one veteran, you know, we just want to say big it up to a man like Mr. Rankin Joe. Had a chance of speaking to Rankin Joe today. He's in the New York City area. My life is a Tinker Stewart. Big up yourself also.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. I thank you for today.
Now, Massive, we have a brand new song that I want to feature this week. It's done by an artist named Jabari. It's called The Story of the Handicap Boy. It's a brand new track. It's not produced by Calico Mix Machine, but I was the recording engineer. I recorded the song. I want you to just listen to this one and tell me if you like it. You know what I mean? Brand new artist. He goes by the name of Jabari.
Blessings to each and everyone out here.
True, me come from the gully, from the inna the gutter them. Say me nah go make him, nah go suffer them. Say me nah go suffer, and that the really hard thing. Pushing my car through the street, 7 days of the week. Nah go back to sleep, so till we make click out the cheese. Can't waste the time, because move me a feet. She want the big house, me want the jeep. Hey, he and Capone. The story of the little and cat boy, them used to cost a little and cat boy, he and cat boy.
pushing me and cat through the streets. Ay, sleepless nights for repeat. To survive was my choice and life is my right. And none of me can't stop focus. Ay, an exchange when you bind and teeth make you smile. Now lose my way and me focus. Ay, the stone they cast aside to all your surprise. We gave the aim. Push and shove through the night. Ay, now some guy can be a sight of success. Story of the little land cat boy, yeah. I tell you about the little land cat boy, yeah. The land cat boy. Hey, push me and catch you the streets. Hey, sleepless night for repeat. Me get one leap of fight, me them stop my drive. Over gully them run me cat go. Hey, but when they test the night, I'll not set aside. When in a need of me, them run to. Oh, many times I just I trying to overstand. Oh, I can't just mind as you see it, cause man I lock no street. I'ma never choose the way I have to go. The land cat boy. Hey, the story of the little land cat boy, yeah. Them used to cost the little land cat boy.
So the artists go by the name of Jabari. Song is called The Hand Cat Boy. Soon touch stores, right? I mean, yeah.
Hey, pushing me and catch you the streets. Hey, sleepless night on repeat. Hey.
From morning to dark, and the fire upon the flower just a blaze up.
You know, it's all about 10:57. Coming up to top of the hour. I have a few events I just want to invite you guys to come out and check out, you know what I mean? Don't forget, it's all about, it's very exciting when U-Turn from the Ambience Unisex Salon presents his boat ride. Takes place on Saturday, July 7th, 2018, aboard the Cosmo. You know what I mean? Music will be by DJ Leo, DJ Madout. Boarding at a Skyport Marina, 2340 FDR Drive at 23rd Street, right? Yeah, Saturday, July 7th, U-Turn presents his boat ride, you know what I mean? $60 tickets, make sure you're there. And also, it's all about Sunday, May 27th, Nali Gucci presents his birthday bash right inside the Jamex Sports Bar. Admission $15, music by Higher Level, Showbiz, King Adiz. And also special guest sound passing through Nali Gucci. His birthday bash goes down Sunday, May 27th, inside of the Jamex Sports Bar, 3447 Baychester Avenue. You know, it's a memorial weekend, so no school, no work the next day, so you can go out Sunday night and enjoy yourself, you know what I mean? And also, Friday, May 25th, same memorial weekend, segment of All Argument, Blunt Posse versus Stereo 5. It was advertised to be at the Social Gathering Palace, but I want you to stay tuned to your, wherever you get your information about the dance them, cause I think they're gonna change the place for this one, cause the place, you understand? Yeah, something about, we soon get the information from that one, segment to All Argument. Venue change, so massive, just stay tuned for that one, you see? Also, Saturday, August 18th, it's all about Stonewall from Antigua. You know Antigua Bad Sound versus the Bronx Bad Sound, the King of the Bronx, Stereo 5, right inside the Jamex Sports Bar, 3447 Bronx, New York, $30 advance tickets, Think All the Sudden Death, brought to you by Ken Booth Promotions.
Call Naya Bingi, vibration one to order. The most time meditation with the high grade marijuana. In on the yard, St. Andrew Park. Music a bubble, steam as a bubble. Bunch of lis a bubble from morning to dark. And the fire upon the forward just a blaze up.